All right, it's the home stretch of crunch time on a Thursday. It's time for what? This.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Squeaky. Oh, it is the lightning round.
Let the seagull loose in the studio.
Last lightning round before the football season starts at the top of the hour.
Don't do it again. No more.
Doubles down.
It's a pterodactyl.
It's not a good sound in the headphones. Let us begin again this week with some more award predictions to keep the streak alive. How about who's the favorite to win the NL MVP? A, Chris Bryant is miles ahead with WAR with a 7.0, first in OPS, .994, 111 runs scored, 36 home runs, 90 RBIs. The Rookie of the Year is no joke. B, Daniel Murphy of the Mets has kept his hot streak alive from last October.
Ex-Met.
Hitting .341, leading in doubles, and without him on the team, the Nationals probably don't have a 9-game lead over the Mets. C, Nolan Arenado of the Rockies. He's tied for NL in home runs with 36, leads in RBIs, a WAR 5.3, and is single-handedly keeping the Rockies somewhat afloat in the wildcard race.
Well, I don't count Colorado as in it, so I eliminate Arenado. Murphy had a great start. He's been kind of steady. Bryant's getting better. They're a walk. This is all about the Cubs this year. I think at this point, you could almost lock it in for Bryant.
Rich Hill was scratched from another start because of a blister issue on his pitching hand. He's made 4 starts since July and only 1 for the Dodgers after he was traded. I have to ask, what's the deal with this blister? A, it's a bit of a non-issue. The Dodgers were in game 2 of a doubleheader and learned of the issues, figured they would just have a bullpen game, as Roberts described it. B, it's a big deal. Hill has missed 3 weeks on the DL with the Dodgers, plus a week before that, he missed 2 starts with the A's when he was trying to be one of the bigger pitching pieces to me at the deadline. Hill really needs his hands to be able to pitch, and blisters can be a real pain to heal once they pop. C, this is a very, very, very big deal, more for the Dodgers than it is for Hill. The Dodgers keep putting players on the DL like they're trying to fill out their own 25-man roster, and at this point, they're going to have to call up Puig from AAA so he can have a spot start.
Wow. I almost wish that happened just for the hay of it.
I would really like to see that.
But I think it is an issue until he could put together 2 starts and show that his finger won't fall off. I'm going to go B.
Some NFL coaches are beginning to speak out about the length of the preseason. Other than just eliminating games, what is the best way to possibly fix this part of the NFL season? A, give QBs red or no-touch jerseys just like in practice. This will eliminate injuries like the ones Romo had, and since QB injuries in the preseason are the worst thing to happen in the world to anything, it's a guaranteed way to keep them safe. B, all games should have a running clock to make games shorter. Coaches still get their film and ability to judge players' worth in game situations. Fans aren't punished into watching a 3-hour practice. Or C, you add more team scrimmages and joint practices to the schedule instead of games, creating game-like situations. Other teams give coaches to look how a player would look and perform. QBs and no-touch jerseys, this really has it all.
Run A by me again.
You give quarterbacks red or no-touch jerseys just like in practice.
Man, I like that running clock deal. I don't know if they're adverse to shortening the games. I don't think we're going to see these joint scrimmages. The owners make money off of the exhibition season. I'm leaning B, and I'm intrigued as well.
I would like to see. I think it would be cool.
Me too. Cool.
Andrew Greif on Twitter today said that the Ducks will not be holding back when playing Justin hashtag I'm with Herbert against UC Davis, and that based on reps, Devin Allen will in fact play. Is any of this very surprising? A, no. With Herbert being listed as backup, the Ducks playing an FCS team pretty much guaranteed playing time for Herbert, and it's not like Allen is a freshman going into his first camp with the Ducks. He knows what he's doing on this team. B, yes, Devin Allen was in the Olympics and has only been practicing for maybe a full week with Oregon. It's incredible that he's going to be getting some game time situation in an NCAA game after what he's done this summer. C, yes, even though it's been less than a week since the 2-deep depth chart came out, Herbert was, you know, not here for spring camp and just a kid from Sheldon High School, and now he's the number 2 QB for the Oregon Ducks. This still hasn't really settled in yet.
I think because of what he did during the Olympics and what the coaches said while he was in Rio, which led us to believe that he may have made the trip to Nebraska, and now he's in there. Yeah, incredible is an interesting choice of words. I'm going B.
All right, last one. Last week, the college football season began with an onside kick and a not-looking-so-good-right-now prediction that you had that Cal was going to average 420 points a game. But what will likely be the wildest story to happen this year in college football? A, we get an Appalachian State-type upset week one, like Charlotte over number 19 Louisville, or even Appalachian State over number 9 Tennessee. Yeah. B, a true defensive player wins the Heisman. With all the hype around Christian McCaffrey, Leonard Fournette, Deshaun Watson, even Royce Freeman, maybe a defensive player makes a major statement to win the award for the first time, not counting Charles Woodson, who is also a kick returner. Or C, the Big 12 announces they will have 12 teams.
This is not the year for a defensive player to win the Heisman. There are some guys who were in the running last year that are back this year. The Big 12 is interesting, with teams now being told they're out of the running. The possibility of them landing four seems highly unlikely. I don't know about App State pulling an App State and going all App State, but or Charlotte beating Louisville. I would not be surprised if the Big 12 made the announcement that for next year they actually are a Big 12 and they're going to have their championship game and go back to divisions. I'm picking C. And that is your lightning round.